Think High Crew. Yeah. Yo, it's the Think High Crew. What up? Yeah. It's the Think High Crew, you know. It's the Think High Crew. What up? It's the Think High Crew, what up?
Mindfulness Monday, and today with the Think High Crew, it's 12:30. We're here on Podbean, and we want to be mindful about the reality that we create, any effect it may or may not have on others around you. I like to say grand rising to everybody, and if y'all will allow me to, I will dive right into the numbers.
Awesome. We also wanted to say that we quit. After today, we're done. We quit.
Nova's being racist. Don't mind him.
We quit. We're done. Racist against podcasts.
Especially ones that have all different kinds of people on it. But we're back, guys. It's April the 22nd, 2024, and that simplifies to the number of four in genealogy. Obviously, 2 + 2 = 4. And this number carries a significant energies and impacts across various metaphysical and esoteric disciplines. In numerology, the number four is ruled by Ra'u, which is the north node of the moon, which often brings about transformation, unconventional methods, and sudden changes. Those influenced by the number four are seen as unique individuals who often challenge societal norms and bring the innovation and reform. This day, therefore, will be particularly potent for activities that require breaking out of the patterns and embracing new ways of thinking. Forgive me, guys. This is a true mobcast today. I'm up here in the Cleveland, the land of Cleve, with my father handling some biz. But I'll keep this rolling here because astrologically, the number is four. So that associated with the zodiac sign of Aquarius, which is known for its progressive, humanitarian, and intentive traits. Aquarius energy supports the breaking of boundaries and the challenging of traditional norms. It encourages us to think about the future and out of the box and work ethically for the betterment of society. This sign aligns with the transformative energy of Ra'u, suggesting that April 22nd, 2024 should be a day where collective social issues come to the forefront, prompting innovative solutions. Now, if we're going to pull a card and it was a four, it would represent the Emperor card. card, which symbolizes structure, authority, and regulation. It also suggests that it's in need of order and stability, which might seem at odds with the more chaotic influence of Rahu and the progressive sign of Aquarius. However, though, it can be interpreted as balance between innovation and a strong drive for change. It needs to be approached methodically. And from the metaphysical perspective, the number four is often seen as the grounding and stabilizing number. It is connected to the earth element, providing a strong foundation for building and planning. It encourages us to lay down solid foundations, support the future of future growth, and focus on constructing lasting structures, whether they'll be physical, emotional, or spiritual. And combining these perspectives on April the 22nd, 2024, emerges as a day of potent energies for initiating change while maintaining a sense of order and stability. It is a day to embrace innovation, but also do with a plan and structure in place. This balance between old and new and the stable and the transformative could lead to significant advancements in one's personal and collective realms. Now, historically, the significance of the 22nd of April include Earth Day, an annual event that's celebrated around the world to demonstrate the support of environmental protection. It was first established in 1970, and it ties in beautifully with today's energies, emphasizing themes in innovation and social reform. Thus, April 22nd, 2024 stands out to us today as a day with rich in potential for profound personal and collective transformation, guided by the energies and innovation, structure, and the deep connection to the earth. And that's what we're here to do today, Grand Rising. I appreciate y'all for stopping back for another Mindset Mindfulness Monday. Today is a four, and let's open.
Today is a four. Let's open that door. Today is a four. Let's open that door.
Open the door, and we wanted to be mindful today.
Open that door. Open that door.
Because it's a portal.
Yeah. It's a open portal. That door. Open that door. Open that door. Okay, so the door is open, damn it. Hey, so check this out. You know me, and I'm just I'm known as that guy to say whatever, and I don't give a fuck, and sorry if that offends you. Right? Nah, but anyway, check it out. So we're talking about how we create a reality today, right, Jason?
Yes, sir.
So I was gonna read this real quick. I'm really kind of annoyed that you're not at home right now. You're out doing an actual mobile broadcast.
Be mad.
Nah, I hope your dad's all right, bro.
He's just getting some little stuff. Yeah, done. He's getting a checkup from that surgery. Cause you know, I was up here like every other week, you know, when we was doing our mobcast.
Yeah.
Coming up to get to check up on that surgery that I was back up and forth, back and forth up here.
Yeah, no, I remember those few that you and him kind of got into it when you was in the car. I think one time you thought you had the show muted, but yeah, that shit was hilarious. He was like, I don't want to do it like that. And he was like, yeah, but I mean, it's gonna be worse. It's better if it'd be easier. I don't care. I don't care about it. I don't want to do it like that. Yeah. But so since we're being mindful about our reality and how we create it, I was gonna read something real quick. I'm gonna try to be a speed reader, so hopefully it won't take that long. But it says, creating your own reality is a bit like making a delicious sandwich. You've got to have the right ingredients, know how to layer them, and then take a big bite out of life. Here's a smorgasbord of ways to create your own reality based on the wisdom from the digital ether. All right. Number one, be grateful. Start by appreciating what you already have. It's like finding a bag of chips at the bottom of your backpack when you thought you were out. It changes your outlook on life. Bam. Me personally, I think not necessarily being grateful, but just the way that you look at life is the most important of all of these. So maybe I'm wrong, and maybe being grateful brings about that. You know what I mean? But number two, visualize your dreams. Create a vision board or a mental picture of your goals. It's like having a treasure map, only instead of X marks the spot, it's my dream job is right here. Number three, step out of your comfort zone. Do something new and daring, like trying a new food or talking to a stranger. We were taught not to talk to strangers, but you know, hey, everything we was taught ain't really true anyway. So it's like talking or I'm sorry, it's like taking a different route to school and discovering a secret shortcut. It's pretty cool. So number four, forgive and let go. This is a big one, I believe, also. Holding grudges is like carrying around a sack of rocks. It's much easier to move forward when you put the sack down and forget.
Hey, to clarify on number that, five, tell them, make sure you forgive yourself first. That's key.
Right, yeah, yeah. That's because if you don't forgive yourself, it don't make a fuck how many times you say, I forgive you, you know. Number five, focus on what you can control. You can't control the weather, but you can control how you react to it. Now, you can't, we can make it rain. We know that, cloud seeding, but you can control how you react to it. It's like getting caught in the rain without an umbrella. You can either complain or just start singing and dancing.
You want to talk about throwing money in the air? Dang.
Numbers, right? That's the formal meaning of rain, not the ebonical meaning of rain, and sometimes tyrannical meaning of rain. Also, number six, take small steps. You don't have to climb Mount Everest in a day. Start with a small hill, then get a bigger one, and before you know it, you're on top of the world. That goes for anything, you know, like working out, shooting a basketball, taking a jog, fucking.
Hey.
Drinking water.
We started this podcast. You know, not thinking we was going to be, you know, you have to start believing that, yeah, I know I'm not big now, but maybe I'll be one day.
Right. And regardless of what big means, you know, big can mean different. Everything can mean different to everybody. Yep. You know what I mean? To us, big might mean 500 people that listen every day and just show support through however. To some people, 10,000 new people every day might be big to them. You know what I mean? It's just all relative. So seven would be find your purpose. And so then eight would be surround yourself with positivity. Hang out with people who lift you up, not bring you down. It's like choosing between warm hug and a cold shoulder. Ooh,
facts.
Yeah. Number nine, live the present moment or live in the present moment. So the past is history and the future is mystery. The present is a gift. So unwrap it and enjoy. That's pretty straightforward to the point. You know, you could get a little deeper with it if you wanted to, but in all reality, that's what we do. Live in the present moment.
Yeah, that's what we're about to do. We're about to go deeper on that because today's show is about creating your reality and trying to figure out how your reality may or may not affect others' reality. So, right. You know, we've talked about this many times.
And I think I saved the most important one that we preach on this podcast for last would be believe in yourself. You are the main character in your story. So believe in your ability to create a fantastic tale. So I think that if you don't believe in yourself, there's no way for you to do any of those other steps if you don't believe in yourself.
Absolutely agree. Well, it all starts with self, though. You know what I mean?
That was brought to you
by
Nike. Nike paid me to say that.
That was brought to you by Cornflakes.
They gave me enough so I can eat today.
That was brought to you by Cornflakes. It may have been corny, but God damn it.
Right? It worked.
Oh, shit.
So anyway, today,
mine's smoking on a sativa, I think. I think Nova's smoking a sativa today. It got him feeling real bubbly and bouncy.
Might be. Might have been the huge argument I was in before I got on here. You never know what people are dealing with.
Hey, you're absolutely right, man. Absolutely.
I'm for real, though. I am a little more amped than usual, but... shit, maybe I got a good amount of rest this weekend. Who knows?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. But yeah, to dive into that, you know, I like to bring up something that we tend to forget as humans. Like when we look at our realities, we tend to think that everybody sees things how we see things, and it kind of makes us judgmental in a way. And I was really realizing, you know, that we can't help it. Some of it that we can't help. Some of it is like. Almost like subconscious programming that we can't stop from you know, coming in. I mean, I guess we can only react to it because we haven't yet found the root of why we immediately go to that. So, you know, I was talking to somebody and they're like, man, this guy's trying to tell me, you know, it's like telling me the sky's red and I can clearly see it's blue. And I'm like, well, sir, what if that person is colorblind? You know what I mean? Like, and people get mad at me like, but you know what I mean when I'm saying that. I'm like, no, not necessarily, sir, because somebody might see the life. Somebody might see it completely different than from you, man. Everybody doesn't look up and see blue as blue. You know what I mean? And say, oh, this is my reality and this is your reality and you have to accept it as well. You know what I mean? Because shit, who knows? You know, who knows if what's completely fucking real to me? You know what I mean? That's why I kind of live in the present moment and creating my reality literally as I go, minute by motherfucking minute. And anything can be a new discovery to me. You know what I mean? I kind of take it all like that, you know, like I'm this one big adventure and anything can be a new discovery. Because if I think that I already know the shit, how boring of a life is that?
Right.
You know what I mean? Or if I think everybody looks at life like I look at it, like if I thought that you saw life how I saw it, what kind of fucking friendship could we have?
Yeah, I mean, or what kind of podcast would we have? It would basically just be one viewpoint, and that's going to get boring.
GP, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that the Dallas Cowboys will win the Super Bowl one day.
They will, eventually. If that's what it does, hey, think about it though. Okay, so you want to create reality. So let's think about this. So if you tell yourself, you know what, it don't matter when the Cowboys even go to the Super Bowl next, because when it does happen, I'm still going to be a fan. And then 7 years from now, Cowboys are at the Super Bowl because of a new coach and a first round draft pick that they got, and bam, they're in there.
You're right. And you talking future tense, right? What if we go
back? And so you had to put yourself there though. Right. If you didn't put your brain and in yourself into that, it can happen type shit. Right. Then maybe in your life, as you being the main character, maybe for some reason you kind of stunted the Dallas Cowboys. Who knows, right? I mean, because if you give off the vibe that they ain't never going to do it, how many other people know that you're fans? And then how many people know that they're fans? And before you know it, there's like a lot of people that's like, you know what, Dallas Cowboys.
Hey, and what about the people who seen them? You know what I mean? Didn't the Dallas Cowboys win the right. Super Bowls in the past, I believe? I believe they won them in the past. So I'm not sure how old you are, GP, man. But if you were to look at the perspective of somebody who was born back in the day, you know, who watched the Dallas Cowboys win a Super Bowl, you know what I mean? That is their reality. Like for you, you're like, shit, I've never seen it in my life. Like I was a Browns fan. I've been a Browns fan for a long time. I probably will never ever. Shit. it just never have happened for the Browns even in the past. You know what I mean? So like somebody can't even be like, hey, I remember a day when the Browns were, you know what I mean, Super Bowl champions. There's not that reality doesn't exist at all. But you know, for some people in the past, they might have seen that. You know what I mean? So how does that change? Does that change your reality? See, this is how I look at it. I look at my reality and your reality as a Venn diagram. Right. And so like there's similarities in the middle. Like obviously if you jump off a fucking building, you're gonna probably hit the ground. You know what I mean? Like in my reality and in your reality. But in my reality, I feel like I have control, but in your reality, you may not feel like you have control.
What about this? What about I'm agreeing with what you're saying and I'm putting it into more layman's terms, maybe. So what about we all live in the same house. Everybody's got different viewpoints, but the floor is still the floor. The ceiling is still the ceiling. And every time you sit in that chair, you're still sitting in that damn chair. You know what I mean? So yeah. There's a few things that we can say, like, I'm not going to sit in that chair. Hey, that's your reality. You know what I mean? I'm not even fixing to walk by that chair. And you don't even have to walk by it. You can create a way to not walk by it. But the chair is still there.
Correct.
And so for both of us, like our reality is, you know, like you said, you jump off a building, you hit the ground, that shit's finna, you know, depending on how high you jump, you might die.
Right.
But you don't have to though.
Yes.
And you can even choose to jump out of the first floor instead of the 20th floor.
And think about it. A Superman wouldn't have that issue at all. That's not his reality. You know, if,
not at all. Unless he was fucked up with some kryptonite. And then he's going to hit the ground.
Yes, sir, and it's going to hurt a lot. But, you know, the point being, though, is like it's almost ludicrous to say that what you have built in your reality can exist in everybody's reality. You know what I mean? Like, we see it happening with politics, how they only give us two things to choose from. We see it happening, you know, shit, with medical care here at this hospital. You know what I mean? Like, there's thousands of people in this baby right now, right? And it's moving like a $1 trillion industry. But could you choose not to get cancer? Is that part of that? Is that reality for only some people? And not why is that reality for
possibly?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Why if is the that cancer reality? That you It's, you know, and there's so many different types of cancer. It's like, but,
right.
You know, some cancers are proven that you literally almost kind of give yourself.
Right.
And I'm not saying that, I'm not trying to make it light. You know what I mean? I had a best friend that died from leukemia.
No.
So like,
I'm honest. Well, when they say this though, it's like, so if that puts that, if that means that that's sometimes that won't be in a lot of people's reality. Like they will never have the reality of knowing what that's like, even having like a family member pass away from it, right? Like that's like type of reality that they would never, like there's people who live, you know, in the jungle right now who don't even know the word cancer,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, and nobody in their tribe has ever died of technically cancer. They might have lived forever, you know what I mean? It's just not in their reality. It just doesn't exist for them, you know what I mean? Now, with that being said, right, does that mean that it exists at all? You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of crazy to think about it like that. Like, you can live in a place or in a reality or in a dimension or in a space and time where nothing that exists in my reality exists in your reality. But does that make your reality less real? You know, like that.
Right.
Well, I think that's the problem that we come into, because then we have people whose realities overlap so much into our realities that we make it our own, like this governmental shit. You know what I mean? Like we've accepted this reality for ourselves. We accepted the fact that this is what it is, you know what I mean? And could it possibly not be? Could we make it something else? Is this a reality for everybody around the world, you know, or even in America? Because I'm sure there's probably some homesteaders who don't live by any fucking laws that the government has put out.
Right.
Like, this shit should have me fucking, I'd be all fucked up with it when we're talking about realities and what is exists in yours. And
I think a lot of, like, so when you start talking about realities, I think some people kind of like, I don't know, man, they kind of take it a little too serious.
Yeah.
And they kind of like take it a little too mystical when, in all reality, I believe, this is just, obviously, this is just me, right? But I believe that, yeah, somebody was just trying to FaceTime me. Weird. I don't know. It was weird. Anyway, I think that was you, Jason. It's all good. I don't know. All right. Anyway, back to it. That threw me off. It came on the whole screen. I was like, what the fuck? So like when you wake up in the morning, or better yet, when you go to sleep at night, whatever kind of carries over the most to you. But so if you go to sleep in a good mood, what's the chances that you're going to wake up in a bad mood? Probably less than you're going to wake up in a good mood. You know what I mean? If you go to sleep in a good mood, I think you got a better chance of waking up in a good mood. So if you wake up and right when you wake up, you might not even be in a good mood, but if you tell yourself, I'm in a good mood and here we go. Today, I'm fixing to have a good day. You might be fixing to go to court that day, or you might be fixing to, you don't know what, you know, like you might have a shitty day.
You ever heard of the hungry judge theory?
Yes.
Yeah, that's so crazy. So
you might have a day that you know is in all reality kind of going to be kind of shitty, or you might just wake up and go to a mundane job every day. It might pay good. It might this, it might that, it might do what it needs to do, but you don't like going there. But you tell yourself, today's going to be a good day. You could be in the most unhappy situation that you feel like you could be in, but you still seem extremely happy to others.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Or I'll flip it around. Me personally, I'm in a extremely happy inside of myself. Like I feel like I'm happy. I wake up every day. I tell myself I'm happy. But to some people, I come off as more mad or more negative or bad mood.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just because me personally, I've already gotten over that part of
doing right now. When you do the stuff like that, you reject other people's perception of their reality that they try to push on you. And that makes them uncomfortable, which makes them feel like you're an angry person, when in all reality, you just don't accept their reality as yours. You know what I mean? Like, and you know, it pisses people off. Like, you know, like, that's really the whole point of why people rebel and shit. Why people don't like, you know, what's going on, and they rebel because they finally are like, well, shit, I'm not accepting what you telling me is reality. Like, right now, devils on earth get heaven. While we have to wait. But there's millions of people who still want to be Christians. Like, this, that has to be some kind of, you know what I mean, deep mind control. Because how strong is your mind, right? If that's what they want to do with it. You know what I mean? If they want to have that much control over it. Because like you said, man, you seem like you might be angry to other people. But that's only because they're angry inside of themselves. You know what I mean? And right. they're just trying to project that onto you because they don't know how to create their own reality. You know, all right, I say like this. You're right. If you go to bed, before you go to bed, be like, yo, I had a great day and I'm going to wake up and I'm going to have an awesome day tomorrow. Just tell yourself that over and over again before you go to sleep.
Right.
And then I guarantee that you wake up doing that. How is that? So everything works with a vibration, right? Everything's a vibration. Even cancer has a specific frequency that it vibrates at. You know what I mean? And these thoughts, these emotions, these reactions and actions are what control these vibrations. Each of them have a vibration. So if you're telling yourself that, even you telling yourself these words, hey, I'm going to have a good night, and when I wake up, I'm going to have an even better morning, that carries a vibration. Your right. body is an antenna for those type of vibrations, and it's going to put that out there into the universe. Now, guess what that's going to fucking attract because of the law of attraction? Because you want to be a happy person and have a great day, you might have a challenging ass day the next day.
Oh yeah, 100%. You're probably going to, because once it sets in that you're happy,
yes,
then you start seeing all the shit that would make you unhappy, and you don't want to fuck with it. You're like, wait a minute, man. Like, hey, y'all can do that over there, but that shit ain't for me. And then I think that kicks in that part you were just talking about, Jason, where it's like somebody feels a little bit offended, or I don't know, maybe, yeah, just offended because you're not willing to live like them. But you're like, well, wait a minute. I was just trying to be honest and say, shit, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. And think about,
you know what I mean? And I figured out that I'm happy.
The thing about the people who rule the world, like, they want that much control over your brain to think, to make you think a certain way. You know what I mean? It's to control your reality, because their reality, they already took control of their reality. They have financial freedom. They have spiritual freedom. They have all this type of freedoms. You know what I mean? That we don't currently express ourselves in, because we don't think that we have that ability as well.
GP man said, take 3 shots of tequila before you go to bed and sleep well. That might make somebody mad though, bro. Think about it. Sometimes tequila makes people mad. I'm just laughing. I'm just joking. But yeah, man. So, you know, like, our reality, as mythical as it sounds, I believe it actually is our creation. Now, it doesn't mean overnight. You know, this might be a fucking 25-year process to be able to get to the point to where you're trying to get to, that you feel like you're in control of your reality. You know what I mean? Or it might take you 20 years of watching somebody create their own reality through their decisions, choices, everyday things that they do that gets them to the spot to where they're at. And that could be things that actually come to them. That could be just the way they carry themselves.
My bad, guys. I'm bad.
It's not just one thing. You know what I mean? I think it's all of it encompassed into one thing that creates happiness. Yes. It's not just, oh, I got this, or, oh, I got this. It's all of the things. And then when some people look at that and they see the way that you talk or the way that you carry yourself or the way that you move or the way that you this, that, and to some people, it just bothers the shit out of them.
Yeah, it does.
You know, they're just like, damn, like this motherfucker right here, you know, like I'm, you know, think about it, man. Some people don't have the capability to set boundaries throughout life. Some people don't have the capability to stick to a plan and to ignore all the other noise and to do what they want to do and what they said they were going to do.
You're absolutely right.
And when somebody sees someone else doing that,
because
it just makes them mad. I think that's a lot of the reasons why these big superstar type people get hated on so much by other people is because, I'm not talking about all of them, because we know some people are in there with some weird shit going on, and that's why they've succeeded like that. But some people just work harder than the others. You know what I'm saying? They just show up more than the others. Some people are just more talented, or whatever it is. But, and so it could just be, you know, that the people are just so fucking mad at everything that they got to take that anger and they got to direct it at something. So what's better to direct it at is the person that's doing what you're doing, but more successful than you. And then you make up a story about them or whatever. And it's perfect. You get to unload all that shit on them. And then you give everybody the reason why you did it. And then other people can jump on board too. But so, that's creating a reality.
We found out, like, I think like things are the way that they are because once you've conquered your reality or your game or your what you want to call it, your world, I think a lot of people have in, I'm not going to say like they do it on purpose. I think some people do it subconsciously, but it's like it's a subconscious thing to want to control the realities of those around you. You know what I mean? Like who, like when our founding fathers created this fucking nation and this land, do you think that?
Well, I think it gives some people a sense of comfortability.
Yes, but it also gives people a sense of control, even more control. You know what I mean?
Right, like, but I'm just saying, with that control would be like, I'm comfortable now. I'm in control.
Yes, absolutely. Because I know that, you know, these people will never be what they want to be, and I'll be everything that I want to be off of them. You know what I mean? Like, because it's crazy to think that people get mad when they see these superstars doing what they're doing because they feel like that's not their reality. Like they can't create that for themselves. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or they feel like it's an impossible task to be able to create such a reality for themselves.
Right.
And it's not, you know, it's really not that hard, you know what I mean, to create that for yourself. But what's hard is actually believing in yourself to the point where it manifests in your reality. That's the hard part.
Just like, I think that's the, like those 10 things that I listed. I think that's, like I said, I think that's the number one is believing in yourself. Because if you don't believe you can even halfway do something, are you going to even try?
Right.
Because then comes fear, which a lot of people are controlled by fear, and that's going to keep you from doing it because you're going to feel like you're going to fail anyway. So we beat ourselves up really bad, and we do create our own reality to a certain extent or to the fullest. You know what I mean? I think it just depends on the person and how hard-headed or how dedicated you're going to be to creating your own reality.
Yeah.
And it's not always going to be easy. It's definitely going to be hard as fuck. But if you do want to create your own reality, you can do it, and you can probably be doing it right now. You know, you could change. You could say, I'm not going to do something that you normally would do today that you know you probably shouldn't do. And you could say that right now. And then if you do it, you just created part of your reality.
Yep.
Maybe like somebody that ends up in the hospital from whatever it is, what did they do? Now, I'm not talking about yesterday, like the day before they got put in the hospital or whatever, but like 10 years before that.
Yeah.
did they do something 10 years ago and continue to do it for 10 years knowing
something? See, think about this. Think about if cancer is a frequency, right? Everything's a frequency, and everything has moves and vibrates at a specific frequency. That means at one point in time, you were vibrating at the same frequency of whatever illness is plaguing you in nowadays. You know what I mean? So, like, even if it was in the past, like you said, or you're right, or it could be a parasite, Susan. There's a bunch of combination of things. But if everything, if you're vibrating at a frequency from which a parasite can't attack you at, you know what I mean? Like, that's a whole nother ball game. If you're vibrating at a frequency from which cancer can't attach itself to, you know what I mean? That's a whole nother ball. That is creating your reality. That's literally saying, I'm not going to allow something so low of a vibration to be able to attach to me because I vibrate higher than that. You know what I mean? And it's a daily, hourly, it's a minute by minute type of task to be able to try to be the type of human that creates their reality. Like, it has to be created second by second, not
exactly 100%. And so, like, when you know somebody that kind of seems like maybe like they're not open to every suggestion that they hear, maybe it might be because that person already knows what the fuck they want to do. They already know how they want to feel. They don't need any other input. And I know that might sound closed-minded or closed off or whatever, but that could be a reason. Yeah. You know what I mean? Some people think differently,
bro.
And some people could just be happy with what they know that they're going to be able to
get. Let me give you guys a good example. That life experience of mine that I had, my best friend, one of my boys, I'm in his wedding this year. My nigga Tim, shout out to Tim. He had his birthday on the 15th April. I shouted him out then, but same situations. We both got
Tim that did the editing on the video.
Yeah,
Tim?
Yep.
Oh, okay. That Tim. What up, Tim? Congrats, Tim.
For sure. And so two same situation we were both in, two different realities we were living. Okay, Tim wanted to go by the book. We left our baby moms. We both wanted to get custody of our children. You know what I mean? And I just was like, yo, I just told my baby mom, I'm like,
hey, you said we both wanted to go by the book, so we both left our baby moms.
No, he wanted to go by the book. I just was
I'm just fucking with you.
So he got lawyers and he paid all of this money to, you know what I mean, to get, you know, custodial guardianship, you know, to be able to one to have him go to school from his house and everything like that. And he still was paying child support even when he was the custodial guardian. Bro, I said, F you, child support. I said, I'm not going to work for a job where you can just take my money right out of my check. I'm going to get self-employed. So I started finding contract work to do because I was pretty good at labor jobs, you know, building steps and, you know, just little carpentry bullshit work, right? And cleaning big buildings and stuff, you know what I mean? So I got into contract work because you have to do your own 1099 and they can't just take your money right out of your check. And that was my path that I took to not pay child support. I still had 120% access to my daughter. She went to school from my house and everything. My boy Tim, he spent thousands of dollars on lawyers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, going by the book, trying to be like, no, I'm gonna fight this in the court system, do it by the right way. And, you know, he ended up spending all of this money in, like, a few years ago, child support, us and child support just dissolved our case. Just like that. Yeah, they will take them taxes, but they couldn't touch my shit. They couldn't touch my shit because they didn't know how much I made. You feel what I'm saying? And that was just that. I was like, I'm not going to allow this system. So that's the reality that we both share, right? This is how it's supposed to work. Okay, the reality that we both share is we're supposed to get lawyers, supposed to go to court. The court's supposed to tell us, okay, this is who gets custody of the baby. This is who has to pay, right? That's the reality that we both live in. But I didn't accept that reality. You know what I'm saying? He accepted that reality as his. I didn't. Because, and guess what happened? I didn't have to pay nowhere near as much money as he did. And I still got custody of my baby and all of that extra shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I didn't have to pay child support for many, many years. They even canceled the debt. It's no longer on my credit, which shot my shit up to like 700. I'm really looking like a white male now.
Allegedly.
I'm really looking like a white male now. But I'm just saying, just like both realities. We both had child support on our ass. We both had toxic baby moms. We both
might be looking more like a like a South Korean or like a Japanese male at this point. Because
no, I'm gonna be looking like a Arab.
I know a lot of white and black males has got fucked up ass credit, and for some reason everybody thinks that the white and black population is the ones that's actually doing the best.
I know, right?
Which, in all reality, it ain't the goddamn truth, boys.
Well, I just found out that most Zionists are Christians anyway. So we could just start talking about it like that. But, you know, back on the reality of the situation is that we were pretty much in the same boat, but he went one way because of what his reality, what he felt was real. You know what I mean? He felt like the court system really had a say in his child's upbringing. You know what I mean? In my reality, the courts didn't have any say in my child's upbringing. And if they wanted to have say in my child's upbringing, they're going to have to come and get it. You feel what I mean? Like, they don't have to come get it in blood. And right. I told them that, like, yo, I'm not doing none of that. So I'm just to put it in perspective, you know, in my reality, I got everything I wanted just because I believed that I could get it without going to court. And he got everything. He got his same reality too as well, but he felt like he had to go to court to get it. Same results though. He got custody of his kid. I had custody of my kid. And you know what I mean? So it's just like, it all depends on which one you, if you want to, I guess the worst part about it is that I would just tell people this, don't accept other people's reality as your reality and call it love, or say that, you know, that's love. Like, if Nova was 300 freaking pounds, you know what I mean? And he's like, yeah, I'm about to go get some Chick-fil-A. You know what I mean? And I don't tell him, no, don't go get that Chick-fil-A. I'm sorry. The hospital getting cracking over here. They here cracking jokes with patients right now. My bad.
But yeah, you definitely need to tell somebody if they're 300 pounds. You know what I mean? Like,
that you're in your reality. Like, hey, in your reality.
Or say something like, you're getting the salad, right?
In your reality, right? You're not hurting.
You ain't getting that. You ain't getting the soda, are you? You're gonna get small size, ain't you?
You're not.
It can be little subtle things.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you're right.
But in all reality, they are that person going to eat the Chick-fil-A. Is creating their reality.
Yes.
But then you are too. You're creating your own reality and showing somebody how you
but
care about them.
But you're not going to let their reality of them thinking that eating Chick-fil-A every day is cool change anything in your reality. You know what I mean? You're still going to be like, oh, hold on, bro. Like, I know you might not think that that's a good idea or whatnot. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to let that change my reality. Now, like, no offense to the transgenders and this LGBTQ community and everything that they got going on with that, but that's a great example. Like, I had a lot of the transgender community upset at me, and I have gay family members all over the board, and we kick it like every week. But
isn't it funny how we've kind of, like, as much as we don't want to admit it, we've been conditioned to associate transgender and a gay person?
Yeah, I know, right?
Because it's totally fucking different.
And they're totally different, absolutely, because the gay people that I know
crazy,
agree
man.
With anything with that. And I'll tell you why. It's because they try to get them to take on their reality. Now, if I see you're a 6'6" man, okay, and you just had all the surgery to change yourself or whatnot, and you're trying to convince me your name is Cheryl, you know what I mean? Like, I think there's a huge issue with that for the simple fact that, okay, you can do
that. Well, it's like this. It's like, that's your reality, but that doesn't mean that I have to actually really believe that what you're saying is true.
To protect your emotions. You see what I mean? It's not my job to protect your emotions, because that's how you feel. Like, okay, if we're going to do this, if we're going to play this game, then we have to open a door for everything.
We got to open all the doors.
Right.
And everybody gets their fucking way.
Right. So
period.
If you
identify, don't get mad when the white supremacist gets his way too.
Oh yeah. And don't be mad when I get my way and I say I identify as God. Everything I need is
exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't, you know what I mean? Like,
call me your savior.
Right. Address I am me as Messiah. Lord. I told Lord. You that already.
Address me as Lord.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Christ.
Like, come on.
You know what I mean?
But and not to mock any, you know, anybody's beliefs or
they would call
like
us
that,
blasphemous
just,
though.
Just
they would
being
say
honest
that's wrong.
About it.
Yeah. See, if I were to force my reality, because I do, I feel like I am God of my reality, right? So if I were to force that belief onto you, then I'm wrong, right? People will flat out tell me you can't do that to people. But Susan over here, not Susan, sorry, Susan, to use your name as an example, but Sergeant Sarah over here can try to tell me that he's a female and I have to say, okay, and call him Sarah. You know what I mean? Right. Like, it doesn't make any sense when it comes to that. So like you said, it does. We have to open up all the doors if that's the case. Everybody gets to be whatever they want to be with. And you know what's so funny? Go ask some people who agree with that transgender stuff. Ask them if a white person can identify as black and watch them tell you no.
Oh, that's racist. That's racist. It can't happen. That's racist. Fucking weirdos. Weird. Okay. And weird. And the reason why I say weirdo is because it's weird to think that you can say and do whatever the fuck you want, but somebody else can't. Now, come on.
It has to be one of
the. You know what I mean? Like, I would never go protest nobody's beliefs or whatever the fuck. But don't think that you can just come over to my house and make me believe that shit
Absolutely. Too. And I think, like, that's what America's come to. So that's why this, like, this reality topic is like so, I guess so prevalent. It's been the problem for a long time because it's always been about a group, a small minority of people enforcing their reality upon everybody else. And then many people accept it, you know, and the ones who don't accept it are persecuted. Hence, you know, why we get kicked off of X and stuff like that.
You know? And I think our own mindset, or us being mindful of our mindset, our perspective, keeps us out of the brainwash.
Oh yeah, good point.
Or out of the cult vibe, because we kind of already know what we're doing as a person. Everyone, not just Think Hiker, but just, you know, like, we already know what we want. We don't necessarily, we might not necessarily know how to get it or how it's coming yet, but we know what we want. We know what we're striving for. We know what we're trying to do. We know what we believe. We're not searching for someone to tell us how to believe, how to feel, what to do, how to move, when to sleep, when to eat. We're just kind of living life and creating our own reality as we go. And trying our best to not step on anybody else's toes, but also letting people know you can't step on my fucking toes. So if I'm not going to step on your toes, don't come over here stepping on my shit. See, we need to be able to coexist like the yin and the yang. And even if I don't like you, that doesn't mean I'm going to come over there and stomp all over your brand new fucking shoes.
And I think that that's what they do.
And just because I don't do that, don't think I'm soft and you come over here and step on my goddamn brand new shoes, because then we're going to see why we say fuck around, find
Absolutely. You're going to fuck around, find out.
Because, you know, it's like I think that's a thing, bro. Right now, I'm just going to be honest, okay? The whole pro-Palestinian, pro-Israel thing. I think that the majority, which would be the pro-Palestinian protesters or movement, has the majority over the minority of the Jewish people, or whatever you want to call it, you know what I'm saying? And supporters or protesters or people in general. And so I think that, like, you know, they're not living the reality that they're creating is good for their movement right now, right? But it's also extremely bad for their movement because they're doing it through force. And so when you make somebody do something through force and you prove it through that way, there's an underbelly of that same person that you're persecuting that's getting stronger.
Oh my gosh, right?
And they're going to come out eventually and they're going to bust your fucking face open.
Eh.
And so it's like, you know, the reality that you create for yourself, it can impose on other people.
You can be somebody else's villain in your reality, in their reality.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, it's like, so if that's the reality you're creating for yourself, it's just the same thing as somebody in the hospital, right? Like, maybe they didn't create that, but maybe in 10 years from now, Israel might be even fucking stronger than it even is now. And the reason why is because they felt like they needed to get militant, also, even more militant, because they were the minority to a majority of people that hate them.
Also,
I'm not saying I like them or hate them. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they were able to take their reality, and they were able to get so many other people to believe in their reality that it manifested. Ain't that crazy? To me, that's how it works. You know what I mean? Like you were saying, like they were able to use us to believe in their reality to the point where it manifested for them.
100%. Exactly. Like, it's like planting the seed, bro. Like, some people, all they need to do is be able to plant a few seeds, and then they just sit back and watch the shit happen. It grows through other people and other realities or whatever. I mean, I don't really agree with any of that craziness. That's why I'm not doing any of it and haven't done any of it, is because I don't want any of that in my reality. You know what I'm saying? Right. I just don't live that way in general. So there's no reason for me to be protesting one person or another.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because I am an individual that would rather just handle it myself.
In reality, what they're doing right now isn't really affecting my direct reality. But I'm not going to say that I don't see how it can affect my direct reality eventually. You know what I mean?
Right. Because think about your kids, for instance. You know, you don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, your youngest might grow up to fucking be pro something, and the majority might hate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And is it going to be, at that point, is it going to be okay for your child to be told they can't go into a certain building because they believe a certain way?
Right.
That's fucked up.
And then what if that's just another narrative that they're pulling, just like they pulled before? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And none of it's really even real in anybody's reality. They just convinced you that enough that it was real that you made it your reality.
Yep.
Like, that shit
if the seed can be planted in you, then you actually become part of what you thought was real.
Bro.
And then all of a sudden, in your life, it is real because you're part of it. But I'm sitting over here like, man, I just don't understand. Like,
the next thing you know, you locked up in an insane asylum for believing all of this shit.
And yeah, because you're like,
nothing was real. Like,
what? I did all this for this cause, and the cause was fake.
Bro, picture all the people who don't know, you know, about Pac and about everything like that. Picture all the people's realities who might get turned upside down from getting the truth out of that. You know what I mean? Like, your shit can flip in an instant. You know, we have to be mindful of that, and mindful of the fact that if new information is going to present itself to you, we have to be open enough to either know that if that's part of your reality or not, because shit's not going to be the same all the time. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I mean, we can only manifest our reality to the point in our own life. You know, I mean, I really don't want to sound like a crazy person by saying that I can, you know, we manifest everything around us. And blah, 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 woo, magical wands and shit. No, it's not like that. It's a more like a layman's delivery that I'm trying to give. It's like, if you wake up in the morning and you tell yourself you're happy, and you tell yourself, these are the things I need to do to make myself happy, you are probably going to do those, and you're probably going to be happy. The person that wakes up and says, this is what I need to do to be happy, but they don't do any of it, they're probably going to be down on themselves, which means they're going to be sad or unhappy. And they're probably going to get mad at you for sticking to it and doing it, and or figuring it out. And that's fucked up, man, because the majority, usually the reason why I use the pro-Palestinian and Israel thing with what I'm talking about is because usually the majority don't figure it out.
And
they get mad at the minority that does.
And that's a great example of a small group of people placing their reality, or making people, other people, believe their reality as, you know, their own. You know, that's a great.
Right. Because think about it. Okay. So look, you can look at it both ways. You can look at it as the people that support Israel, right? Their manifesting could be so good and so on point that it creates their reality for them so strong that they walk in it so proud that it creates inferiority feelings in a whole majority of people that feels like they need to. And I'm not saying that the people that manifested the reality, that they did it all for great and for good, but they did it so fucking well and they did it so good that the majority can't understand how this minority did it. And so what's the best, easiest way? Just get pissed off. I'm not supporting either one, but also the majority or the pro-Palestinian could manifest their reality so big and so powerful that it could create fear or inferiority in the pro-Israel group that is the minority at that point, and could make them say, you know what? We gotta do something to protect ourselves, man. Cause hey, these motherfuckers are on us.
That's a key, because as we reach our hour today, because we're trying to keep us down to an hour, which we're trying to keep it down to an hour and get straight to the
Nike paid us to do an hour only. So
Nike said, y'all doing too fucking much.
They said, just do it 1 hour.
Nike said, we do it too motherfucking much. Yeah. But yeah, I wanna say that I think that it's a big point to things is that we definitely need to protect our reality, and don't be afraid. And you're not wrong for it. You're not an asshole. You're not a dickhead. You're not fucked up person for it. You're not a wrong person for protecting your reality. Whether you
can feel as great about your beliefs as you want, and it doesn't mean that you're projecting it on somebody else. It just means that you feel so good about it that you walk around knowing it, talking about it. And if somebody else gets mad about it or feels inferior to it, that's their problem. It's not your problem. Absolutely. And I know that sounds like, oh, he's being a fucking dickhead right now. But am I though? Because does everybody deserve a trophy?
Nah, I don't agree with that. I'm just saying.
Does everybody agree?
Nope.
Or, I mean, does everybody deserve to get what everybody else deserves to get?
No, not at all. I don't deserve an NBA championship.
And nor are you trying to get one. Hell, but that'd be crazy if somebody said, Jason, go is the NBA champ. You'd be like, okay.
Yeah, that's just not my, I'll just accept not it, in goddamn, my reality. I don't... Right, you know what I mean? It's just not in my reality, yeah. and I'm okay with that. That's all right. That's all right, you know what I mean? But I think that there comes a time where it's like, you know, people are afraid that being different is such a bad thing, but I don't think it is. You know what I mean? My reality is cool. Your reality is cool. We have a shared reality together, and our job as humans is to respect that shared reality that we have. I don't expect you to respect my belief system or my reality that I have on myself. I don't expect you to do anything with that. All I expect you to do is respect the fact that we both live in this reality together. So let's make it something that we can, that we both love and can build on. You know what I mean?
100%. Like,
and that's what I got to say on that note. And, oh, also, we'll be back more than likely for Fuck Around Find Out Tuesday. Our hour has come to an end today, but we will start delivering more content that will be pre-recorded and edited for you as well. Gods and goddesses, sorry if there's a lot of noise in my background. I'm leaving this clinic, Cleveland Clinic, about to get on the road and take my black ass back to the crib.
Creating reality as you speak.
Hey, moment at a time, guys. Live in the moment. Don't try to be in the past. Don't try to be in the future. Try to live every single moment. Just create every single second. Every time you think like, just flip it. Just flip that shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You know, no. Fuck that. Just thinking, you know what? Fuck it. Shit. Who cares?
Yeah. And when you're doing that, always just probably, maybe just, I don't even know if this would be considered advice. It might just be some shit floating around in the air that you need to catch. Who knows? But just remember, when you're in your zone, right, and you feel like you're the most powerful over the other side or whatever it is, just remember that one day they might walk in the room
Niggas with me. 100 niggas, 100 killers with me. Came in the game with 100 niggas with me. 100 killers with me. Came in the game with 100 niggas with me. 100 niggas, 100 killers with me. Came in the game with 100 niggas with me. 300 is for my city, boy. I'm in line for that real shit. Bitch, that's all I'm buying. So when niggas selling out, I be the one to start a riot. I've been riding for.
Woo! Selling out, I be the one to.
My niggas, though. Guess that's just my nature. Shit, most of.
We got real serious on y'all today. We're gonna crank it up. After this song, it's over with. ThinkHighCrew.com. We'll be back tomorrow for Fuck Around Find Out Tuesday.
These niggas treat loyalty like a foreign language. Never learned it or cared to. Never loved. They scared to open up to the world. And this is who I'm compared to. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Bear my soul every line. Put my trust in the people and pray that it turns out fine. So if you came in with me.
Huh?
Chances are you stay in with me. Where hopes of cashing is changing with me. The name says plenty. If it goes down, there'll be at the arraignment with me. And you can back that, boy. This thing'll make 100 niggas step back, boy. I pray any one of you niggas test that, boy. I came in with 100, just respect that.
Boy,
playing in this game with 100 niggas with me.
Yeah.
100 niggas. 100 killers with me. Came in this game with 100 niggas with me. 100 niggas. 100 killers with me. Came in this game with 100 niggas with me. 100 niggas. 100 killers with me. Came in this game with 100 niggas with me. 100 niggas. Yeah, I came in this game spitting that blunt. High octane to cook cocaine. Straight to your brain, that Cobain. And 100 niggas serve the same thing where I'm from. A little city in the Midwest. If you talk about Daniel, we on that list. But I breathe life back into.
We kind of been fucking around with y'all on these podcasts. But why? So what happens when we really get into it? We finna turn up and be so professional. Joe Rogan, who?
This bitch, it's 100 niggas that I came with. Give respect to power, who the fuck you play Joe with, boy? Rogan, y'all niggas talking, but you ain't.
Joe Rogan, who? Joe, who?
Saying nothing makes you bluffing. It's nothing to make you nothing, because I made you into something.
Oh, you talking about that guy that was on Fear Factor? He's got a podcast? Do what?
Creation from destruction, elevation from corruption. And I can give a fuck what you niggas say. Body niggas, we zoning. Got my mind flowing in space. Got these bitches all on my dick. And these niggas all love the hate. They was beef.
Joe, you already know, bro. You know you're the dude. So you know everybody's shooting for you. So you can't get mad about it, right? Even if we get a small percentage of what Joe Rogan's got, holy fuck.
I'm feeling gourmet. Skinny jeans ain't holding no way. Keep respect
to power. With a couple squirrels and niggas say.
We don't fuck with cowards. That's what my spirit say.
Hey.
Now look at you.
Hey.
You can look at us.
Yeah.
All y'all niggas look bitches. Fuck. Playing in this game with 100 niggas with me.
Man, we'll be back tomorrow. ThinkHighCrew.com. Appreciate it, Nike. We love you.